But we're going to open up with the topic of what, Dan?
Well, it's leading the relationship, but Steve and I were talking about this the other day, and and we got on to some women really don't like that term, like leading the relationship or leading her. And so then we got on to, okay, so how do you describe it differently, or how might you describe it differently? And we ended up just talking about the fact that really what we're talking about is leading the emotional energy of the relationship. So you don't lead her because she gets to make her own decision. She's a grown-ass woman. She gets to choose how she wants to live her life. But you do get to show up in your relationship, in your house, in your life, however the fuck you want to. And so how are you doing that? How are you leading that? So when we're talking about leading the relationship or leading the emotional energy of the relationship, really first and foremost, we're talking about how are you leading your own emotional energy? What does that look? Is your emotional energy chopping and changing depending on what other people are saying, what other people are doing, your circumstance? Or are you actually able to be, you know, in control of those emotions and how you want to show up to different situations? Are you able to move into your day kind of saying, I don't know how this is going to go, but this is how I want to show up, and I'm going to deal with whatever comes up in the best way that I can? You know, we're always talking about why is it important to have values and standards and stuff like that. Well, really, those are guidelines, right? They're guidelines, and things happen in your day and your life, and those things always do have an impact, right? But you're the one that gets to choose how much of an impact those things have. And it's all down to how you think, how you perceive, whether you add meaning to what's happening to those things, and whether it means more to you about you. Do you take things personally, or do you just go, huh, okay, it's interesting. We were talking the other day about radical acceptance. This is what's happening right now. So is it about me, or is this just a moment in time, and how do I want to show up to this moment?
So without using the L word, lead, which smacks of dominance and being a dictator, being controlling and smothering and all those words that we get accused of, leading can be construed as something that's better than or superior because she's crazy, right? So the non-crazy person has to lead the crazy person. So let's come up with different words. Forget leadership. We've used the phrase emotional weatherman. And let's just forget her for a minute. Let's talk about Monday morning with four kids all having to get up and get dressed and get clean and get breakfast and get out the door. A lot of guys say, it's a shit show, man. It's a shit show every morning. And then I can never pack a lunch, right? And so the moment he gets out of bed, it's already mostly cloudy with a strong chance of rain inside the house. It's because the energy that he wakes up with is mostly cloudy with a strong chance of rain. The emotional weatherman understands that people tend to follow his lead. When I am light and happy and carefree and not reactive, it seems everybody else is better. Amazing, it's a miracle. You have to want to. There's two things that have to happen for you to be an emotional weatherman for the family, and that is to set the tone. Two things have to be true. You have to want to be that because you dig being that. And second, you have to be secure enough in yourself that you're not freaking out that they're not giving you what you want. So some guys will say, I would be that if I got more respect. I would be that if I got more sex. I would be that way if I felt like she would follow me. I'd be that way if she actually act like she liked me sometimes, right? You can't say I'm only going to be an emotional leader when I'm getting what I want.
You can't lead anything when you're, when you're coming at it from the point of view of, if this thing would change, then if only she would. If only this was different.
The other metaphor we use besides being a weatherman, setting the tone, in all the horse analogies I've ever used, people in general will tend toward entropy, disorder. People in general tend toward drama. They tend toward negativity. It's not common for somebody to see the good in things all the time. It's not common for people to mostly give people benefit of the doubt. But if you are that person, if you become that person, people can learn through osmosis. A horse will start to adopt the energy of its trainer, good or bad, right? An angry, defensive, overreactive trainer that uses force and pain and fear to train a horse, and there's a lot of people who do that with horses, you end up getting a horse that isn't worth a shit. It'll let you get on it, but you never quite know when it's going to let you get off. Right. When you're with a horse in the different way, when you're leading the emotional energy, what you lead is an energy where what you expect of yourself is calmness. You see the process. You understand its fears. Nothing rattles you. Nothing gets you off center. And when it does, you have a process for getting back on center, much like Jeff just said. So sometimes it's kind of hot for a woman to watch a man see himself get triggered, grin at himself, and then self-correct. That's kind of comforting.